Safety Buddha Baker steps into the studio here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Buddha, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good to see you.
Look at you, looking like a veteran. You got all that wisdom on you.
He is a veteran.
Look
now,
at that. Man. I know.
Yeah, just like you guys said, I feel like a vet going into my third year, so I'm very excited.
But you know, it's different. You're going into the third year, but you're going back to your best position.
Exactly.
Tell our listeners all about that and why you're so stoked about this.
So I mean, free safety, I get to hopefully get my hand on some more footballs. You know, last 2 years I've been in the box a lot, and that's definitely fun, like blitzing and all that type of stuff. But just being the last line of defense is one of my favorite things to do.
We talk so much about players after their rookie season when they come in from year one to year two. Here you are going from year two to year three. And I know there's been a lot of change around you in those 3 years. But what is just that experience of the third time going through this due to your confidence level?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it definitely boosts my confidence level, especially, you know, this is my third defense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm playing 3 years in a league and I'm already on my third defense, which, again, can have its negatives and positives. But for me, that just gives me extra, you know, learning and seeing the ups and downs of a 4-3 defense and a 3-4 defense. So for that, as a safety, I got to know where everybody is on the field. So that helps me a lot.
We talked to DJ Foster yesterday, and he brought up that point, too, about learning offense. This is his fourth year in the league. He's learning his fourth new offense. You mentioned there's positives and negatives to all the learning. Give me some of the positives of learning a third offense in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the positives is it kind of correlates to some things I did my rookie year. The 3-4, we ran my rookie year, and then 3-4 in this defense. And the positive is just you know where you're coming from. So it's not like you're in college and then you're going into the league. Mm-hmm. It's like you see what you do in 3-4 defense, and then in this new defense you see the positives in there. So that's that. I feel like helped me a lot.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Pat P, if you don't mind. It was great to have him back yesterday, so I'm sure that had a good effect on the team, right? Because when he's smiling, it kind of makes everything cool, and it's a better place when he's around, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Can this football team get through 6 games without him?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we can. We have nobody, let me start by saying this, nobody can replace Patrick Peterson. You know, I think he's an 8-time Pro Bowler, you know, all pro. He's one of the, if not the best cornerback in this league. But we have guys that are going to be able to do this, and we believe in them, and we're just excited for this for the future, really.
Buddha Baker, Cardinal safety, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We also sat down with Vance Joseph yesterday. Your new defensive coordinator, and walked away from that conversation having a lot of good positive thoughts about this defense. What about his defense excites you the most going into this year, Buddha?
Man, it gives playmakers, you know, time to make plays. You know, Chandler Jones, Suggs, all them type of dudes, they're going after the quarterback. You know, playing, doing a lot of man type of stuff. You know, we have DBs who can play man. And, you know, just the pressure. And, you know, I'm just very excited for this defense.
All right. Pat P was bragging about intercepting Kyler Murray yesterday. Have you picked him off yet?
Oh, I just picked him off today. shout out Kyler.
Now, Patrick said his was gift wrapped. Did you have to work a little harder for yours?
He made me work for it.
Did he? Yeah. Did he? Okay. Yeah. Because I have this theory that maybe Fitz went up to Kyler and said, look, Pat's had a rough go of it, man. Groove him a fastball, throw him the ball right between that 2 and the 1.
Hey, that's exactly how it happened.
So. There you go. Yeah. There you go. So how was your interception? Did you just kind of like
mine
follow
was
his
just,
eyes?
I just followed his eyes and tried to make a you know, play on the ball. I mean, it was a great pass, but
yeah.
Luckily, I got there.
Okay, we're goofing, of course. Are you excited about this young kid at quarterback?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited. I mean, to me, he has that it factor. You know, he's poised in a pocket. He likes to stay in a pocket. People say he's a running quarterback. He only runs when he needs to. He stays in a pocket. He makes all the throws. He can make all the throws. People talk about his height. He's doing quite fine right now against us. So I'm very excited for him.
That's great.
Buddha Baker of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. You guys add another member of the Washington DB family, which is growing in the NFL a lot, in Byron Murphy. First, what have you seen from Byron early on? And secondly, what does that mean to you, the pride that you guys have now as a group? I mean, we've seen it before. Penn State used to be linebacker U. I read a story today about six Clemson wide receivers from the same team in the league at the same time. What does that mean to you to have this growing fraternity of Washington DBs?
Yeah, so first question for Byron, it's just how he's able to grasp the playbook this fast. You know, we're going into our, I don't know what OTA it is, but he's been able to grasp the playbook. He's running with the ones at nickel, and he's doing a great job, and he's not having any, you know, MEs, meaning like any plays where he doesn't know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So he knows what he's doing. It's just a fact that he has to play it the way the coaches want us all to play it. And second, you know, Coach Lake, I give him, you know, a lot of the props over at the University of Washington DB coach. He's really good at developing players, and I knew I was his first recruiting class, and I knew, you know, listening to him and having, you know, meetings with him, I knew that he was a great great DB coach, and now we're here. I mean, we got like 5-6 plus DBs in the league, and we're just trying to make it grow. So, yep.
Okay, so talking to Corey Peters, he believes that there's enough talent on this roster to actually do the worst to first thing. It's probably too early to talk about that, but are you guys kind of bonding over the low expectations? Because not a lot of national experts seem to think a whole lot of where this team is going this year.
Yeah, I mean, for us, we're just trying to take it day by day. Okay. We let all the negativity go in through one ear and out the other. We're just taking it day by day, and we know if we do that, we're going to be a really good football team. So ask me this question in the future.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's what I'll do.
Buda Baker, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. You got 32 back. We had DJ Swearinger in last week. He's wearing your old number 36 because yeah. That's his thing. Your thing's 32. He said you didn't tax him too much.
Yeah.
Do you have any details on what that tax was, Buda?
Oh, man. You can never explain Uncle Sam, but I didn't tax him.
Good.
Didn't tax him too much, and luckily he got 36 and I got 32.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, and this is before I knew that you wanted to get off that number two, but I wouldn't – DJ trips me out. I wouldn't mess with that guy. So, I mean, I'd be like handing his – here you go, DJ. Just don't be mad at me, man.
Man, he's a great dude. Uh-huh. But on the football field, he's that playmaker, that hard hitter that we all seen him do. So
why is it that numbers mean stuffed athletes?
Yeah. I mean, for me, 32 meant a lot for me, too. So I don't know. It's just the fact that you have that number. Maybe some family members had that number, and
yeah.
It's just been passed down to the to the next generation. So I think that might be a reason.
How old were you when you first wore 32?
Oh, man, I was first time I ever played football. I was, 13?
Wow.
And, yeah, been having 32 since.
Yeah, it's weird because it does mean a lot to some players, and other players don't care at all.
Yeah, I mean, other players don't, yep, exactly. But I feel like if you have a number for, you know, a while, you know, that's going to start to make you care about it more.
Yeah. Buda, thanks so much for stopping by, man. Good to talk to you. Yep. Best of luck in OTAs, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again in training camp in the summer.
Thank you, Buda.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Buda Baker, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.